following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Fayetteville Wolves play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Sports pregame show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Atkinson Homes, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Coosa Valley MRI, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome into the Wolves Den here at Fayetteville High School as the Lady Wolves get ready to host the Lady Devils here as the Wolves take on Verbena in the area tournament. Wolves come in as the one seed, obviously, because we're here at Fayetteville, and the Verbena Lady Devils, they are the four seed. And so we're about 2.5 minutes here to tip off from the Wolves Den. And Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett, we're just glad to be here tonight. And, you know, just to touch on what a heck of a turnaround for Coach Barnett and Coach Cannell. I mean, they took this program. I remember us sitting here watching last year saying, man, they've got a lot of work to do first game of the year. And now you look and they're hosting the area tournament with a lot of the same players, too.
Look at the way that, it's the way they practice, Blake. They go hard. Sometimes three and a half hours of practice is very structured. And once the season started, you know, Kenley was practicing with JV. They practiced together. And, you know, whatever they messed up with the game before that particular practice, they drove and drove and drove that to the point the very next practice. So, you know, this is a very well coached. There's no doubt about how well coached this team is. And, you know, it shows because we're here tonight instead of at Notasoga. I mean, albeit due to a coin toss, but we put ourselves in that position.
Yeah, that we did. And I mean, you're talking about hosting an area tournament for a program that was kind of dead in the water for the last, you know, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. And Coach Barnett and Cannell, they come in here, totally turn things around and in a position now to punch their ticket to the playoffs.
And tonight, these Lady Wolves have a chance to do something they've never done in their program history, and that's go to the playoffs.
Really?
With a win.
Yeah, I remember when I was a junior in high school, they actually hosted their tournament, had a really good year, and because the area tournament's probably the dumbest thing structurally wise in basketball, they did great that year, hosted a tournament. They lost because they were missing a few of their players due to the flu, and they didn't get to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, and we do have one back from being down with an injury. I believe she's out there. Yeah, Layla Morgan's back. She's been out with an injury the past couple of games, so glad to have her back. And you can't forget her late-game heroics against Comer in this building a few weeks back. And, you know, she's a big part of this Fayetteville offense.
Yep, glad to have her back and healthy, especially for the right time for a good playoff run. And I'm just excited for what these Lady Wolves can do, Jacob, as they get ready to announce the starting lineups for the evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fayetteville.
And had a pretty good previous matchup, too, between Notasoga and Talbot Academy.
Otago Academy had chances to get back in it late, just the shots didn't fall.
Yeah, and from what I could understand, a lot of folks thought that would be a blowout.
And a very physical game, too.
Yeah, very physical. Kylie Horsley, as well as Bailey Robertson, starters for this Verbena Red Devil team. 24, Brianna Wright, a senior, possibly her last game here tonight, Jacob.
Yeah. And, you know, if we have any advantage in this game.
Number 14, Callie Brown.
It's definitely student section.
Yeah, that it is. And then Miss Danielle Hayes, the eighth grader. Team loaded with a lot of young players on this for this Verbena team. And here's the lineup for the Wolves.
At guard, wearing number 11, wearing number 23, Anna Kate Blair.
Number 23, Anna Kate Blair.
At guard, wearing a 12th grader, wearing number 1, Kennedy Morris.
Kennedy Morris.
At forward, 11th grader, wearing number 3, Addie Stanley.
Addie Stanley.
At forward, a 10th grader wearing number 11, Charlotte Kelly.
Charlotte Kelly.
And in the post at center, a 12th grader wearing number 14, Katie Brasher.
And Katie Brasher. That'll be your starting lineup for both teams.
I'll give you $5 if you can tell me who used to come out to that song they just played.
I don't know.
That was the Bulls of the 90s player intro song.
Really?
Serious by the Alan Parsons Project.
Wow.
It's my ringtone on my phone.
That was the last time anybody won anything in Chicago.
That's
too.
Right.
well, the 2016 Cubs.
The Cubs. You know, me and the dog sat and watched that game the other night.
Really?
When they won it. The Blackhawks won it in the 2010s, so.
I think that was the last time I sat and watched a baseball game.
Yeah.
Was the 2016 Indian Cubs.
It's the greatest game of our lifetime.
And here's the jump ball. Brasher versus Hayes. Brasher wins it. Stanley gets it to Anna Kate Blair with the drive. Two easy points to start the game there. Coming back the other way now. Brown has it. Wolves starting to press, and there is a travel. Can't do that, Jacob. The eighth grader walked with the ball.
No, and this is a neutral referee crew tonight.
Yeah, I hadn't seen these guys before. Stanley will inbound it to Blair. Blair's going to drive to the right corner. He's going to bounce past it to Stanley down low. Good shot. Great assist. Two more points. The Wolves lead it 4-0, 30 seconds into this one.
Yeah, I think the state delivers.
Good steal there by Anna Kate Blair and puts it up for two more points. Wolves up 6-0 early.
Yeah, I think the state provides referees for area tournaments.
Going back the other way now. Brown, the freshman, with it. She'll get it to the senior right. Right back to Robertson. Back to Brown. Brown gets it to Robertson. Robertson loses it. Steal there by Stanley. Oh, and then she throws a bad pass. It's stolen. Shot missed. Anna Kate Blair with a rebound. Back the other way. Gets it to Kelly. Shoots a jumper. No good on the shot. Rebounded there by Brown.
But yeah, if you're Verbena, you've got to capitalize on those possessions like that.
Steal there by Kelly. Nobody on her. Fast break. Two more points for the Wolves.
And an 8-0 run to start.
8-0 run to start. What a steal by Kelly there to get things going the other way. Outran everybody, too. Come back the other way. Devils lose it. They get it back. Throw it, and it's going to be picked there by Stanley. Coming the other way. Stanley gets the pass to Brasher. Brasher drives. Blocked. Rebound there by Brown. She'll get it out right. Kelly working on right. Right. Pass batted down. They'll get it back. Over to Brown. For the long three-pointer there. No good. Horsley. Coming back the other way now. Anna Kate's got it. Al Barnett yelling to get a play set up. Stanley back up to Blair at the top. To the elbow now. Morris has it. Down low. Brown. Assist from Stanley in the corner. Wolves lead by double digits. 10-0. Just over 2.5 into this game. Yeah. Inbound there. Robertson gets it back to Brown. Brown covered by Morris. Bad pass there from Brown. Stolen by Anna Kate Blair. Shoots. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
That'll be Bailey Robertson. But if I was Verbena, I would call a timeout here to kind of settle them down and see if we can turn it around early.
Yeah, because right now things aren't looking good as Bulls get their first chance at the free throw line. Blair, first one off the mark. No good. Second one, up and good. 11-0 is the lead. Brown inbounds it now. Horsley with it. She's trapped. Stolen there by Anna Kate Blair. Blair drives. She shoots. She's fouled. No good. She'll get two more chances at the line.
I wonder how many turnovers they have right now.
I think I've counted five at least, don't you think?
Has to be.
Not sure who picked up that foul. First one was good. And we do not have a number for the one who just checked in. Second shot, Blair, no good. Rebound there by Hayes. Throws it. Kelly knocks it out of bounds, coming back the other way now. Brown inbound at this time to Robertson. Robertson with the ball. Gets the pass intercepted by Anna Kate Blair again. Going for the shot. She's going to be fouled by Robertson. That's her second.
And, Blake, that last foul was Kaylee Brown, the freshman, number 14.
Okay. Anna Kate Blair with her third trip to the line in about 30 seconds of game action. First shot, no good. And Jillian Crichton, a freshman, will now check in for Robertson, who's got two fouls. Blair on the second one's good. Wolves lead it 13-0. Brown gets the inbound to Horsley. And they're able to break the press right there. Pass to Horsley and goes out of bounds, going back the other way. Stanley inbounds it this time to Blair. Blair crosses the midcourt logo. Drives to her right. Good screen there from Morris. Fakes the three. Passes it inside to Kelly, who tries to bounce it off the foot of defender and can't. And it's going the other way. Horsley drives, shoots. I think that's the first shot they've been able to get up tonight.
Yeah.
No good. Going back the other way now. Blair's got it. Blair gets the pass to Stanley. Stanley gets it back to Blair. Corner three, wide open. No good. Rebound by Horsley going the other way. Brown's got it. Brown with the pass to Horsley. Horsley fires the three. No good. Gets her own rebound and goes to shoot and is fouled. And it's going to be two shots at the line here.
It'll be on Anna Kate.
Her first one of the contest.
I picture a 23 that we didn't have a...
No, thank you. No good on the first one as Layla Morgan and Lena Basil will check into the game. Horsley on the second one's good, so the Red Devils do get on the board. 13-1, Wolves lead it, 3:30 to go in the first period. Blair with it. Takes it down the court to the right. She's going to drive. Passes it to Brasher, who shoots it and misses the layup. And it's going to be going the other way now on the rebound. Crichton gets it to Brown. Brown with it. Brown gets the pass. Back to Crichton. No good on the shot. Going the other way. Brasher with it. He gets it to Blair. Great defense from the Wolves thus far tonight. Brasher sets the pick for Anna Kate, who tosses it outside to Morris. Morris for three, no good. And Wolves keep possession of it. And Morgan will inbound this one. Gets it out to Basil. Shoots a three, no good. Going back the other way. Brown with it. Brown gets it to Wright. Wright back to Brown. Fires a three there. It's Cumby. No good. Blair drives to the right. Shoots it. Good on the layup. Two more points for the Wolves. 15-1 lead. Orsley with it. Looks like she dribbles out of bounds. And Molly Chrysler will check in.
And as does Katie Bullard.
Anna Kate Blair with it. Driving, gets it to Bullard. Bullard up top. Gets the pass, and it's going to be picked. Looks like the Wolves will retain possession of it there.
Glad to see the family back out.
Yeah, I know. I was able to talk them into coming tonight, so McKenna was excited to come. She said she was coming to the football game, and I had to tell her, no, babe, we're going to a basketball game. Anna Kate Blair from the corner fires a three. It is good. Count it. Wolves up 18-1. Lady Devils will burn a timeout. We'll burn one with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. Lady Wolves lead this one 18-1 over the Verbena Lady Devils.
And she walked.
Yeah, that'll be a travel there from Brianna Wright. And so now the Wolves will get the ball back again.
Verbena just looking to do the first thing right at this point.
Batesel with it. Gets it back up top. Bullard for a three. No good. And it's going to go back the other way. And looks like Chrysler will be called for a foul there. Yep. Come back up the court now, right. Gets it to Brown. Brown to Horsley, who's going to fire a three. No good there. Rebound by Cumby, and ball touched the line, and it's going to be going back the other way now. Wolves with it. Looks like Verbena's going to go to a half-court press now. Batesel with it. Chrysler, shot, no good. Goes back up with it. No good again. Rebound there by Horsley.
And she traveled.
Yeah, that'll be a travel there from Danielle Hayes, the eighth grader. Gets it in on the inbound. Morgan has it. Morgan up top. And
I am Layla Wall.
Gonna travel. Now trying to get a break from the starters. This one's pretty well in control of. And Robertson now check back in. And Kelby will check out. Brown gets it in to Wright. He'll get it to Robertson. Robertson with it. Gets the pass up top. It's going to go.
They touch it. It's backcourt. Nope.
And Bullard with the shot. No good.
Jump ball, Blake, and it's going to go to the Red Devils.
And Aubrey Bryce will check in now. Going this way now. Horsley with the shot. No good. Robertson with the rebound. They'll keep possession of it. Gets it back out to Wright. Wright. Pass. No good on the shot there from Bice. Going back the other way now. Morgan has it. Morgan fired. Oh. Half-court shot. No good. And your score at the end of one is the Lady Wolves 18, Lady Devils 1. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network on Radio Alabama Sports.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Welcome back to the action here. Wolves lead the Devils 18-1 after the end of one quarter. And it was a jump ball right there. And it'll be going the way of the Devils. Robertson on inbound. Wolves go to a full court press. Destiny Collins now in for the Wolves. Gets it back to Robertson. Robertson gets across the court. Stolen there by Blair. It's going to go the other way. Nope, coming back this way now. Wright with it. Wright gets it to Bice. Birds it to Robertson. Horsley with a three. No good. Put back no good there from the Devils. Going the other way. Anna Kate Blair with it. Drive. Blair shoots. No good. No foul there, even though she hits the deck.
Collins tried to tie her.
And the Lady Devils will call a timeout. We'll keep it here. And, I mean, this thing's went right just about in every way possible for the Wolves, and it couldn't have gone worse for the Devils so far.
It's like I said a few minutes ago, now that I can hear, you know, they're still looking to do the first thing outside of the one free throw that they did score. They're still looking to do something right.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been able to get anything going thus far in this game, and it's going to be a long night for them if they can't get things turned around.
But like Coach Barnett says, basketball's a game of runs. You just can't let them get into a good rhythm.
That's exactly right. Horsley with it, and she's tripped up. Not sure who that foul's going to be on.
It'll be on Addie Stanley.
Horsley for three from the corner. No good again. And Wright with it. Gets it to Robertson. Robertson has it. Gets it out to Wright, who fires a three. No good there. Rebound by Robertson. Tries to get the pass going. Stolen there by Payton going the other way. Blair brings it across the court. Gets the pass to Collins. Collins with it. Gets it back to Blair. Blair feeds it low to Stanley. Misses the shot. Going the other way. Wright has it. Wright with the pass. Almost goes out of bounds there. Saved by Horsley. Horsley with the drive. And denied there by Anna Kate Blair. She has to kick it back out. And Peyton knocks it out of bounds. But it'll stay blue ball. Yeah. Horsley gets it to Robertson. Shoots a three. No good. Rebound there by Morris. Morris will get it back to Blair. 5:56 to go before the half. Wolves lead it 18-1. Blair drives to the right. Blair gets it out to Collins. Collins back to Blair. Blair fires a three. No good. Bice with it. Going the other way. Looking for the trap. And Morris and Wright fighting for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball, but I think it's going to stay with the Wolves.
It's going to go to the Wolves.
And we'll have number 14, Callie Brown. She'll check back in for the Devils.
Sally gets it in the air.
Stop yawning.
Sorry. Blair drives to the right. Gets it down low to Peyton. And she'll be fouled, but it'll stay Wolves ball on the floor. Stanley will inbound it here.
I would put Peyton somewhere on the three-point line and let her unload because she's a good three-point shooter.
Really? Gets it to Blair on the elbow. Gets it back to Stanley who fires one mid-range. No good. Rebound by Destiny Collins. Morris shoots a three. No good. Morris gets her own rebound. Fires another three, and that one's good.
And so is Kennedy Morris.
Wolves extend the lead to 21-1 now. And ball deflected, going the other way. Nope. Lady Devils, they'll keep it. And they'll throw that one out of bounds. Mass substitution here for the Wolves. As Charlotte Kelly, Briley McDonald, Henley McGinnis, and Layla Morgan will all check in.
And Bella Willis has checked in for the Red Devils, her first minutes.
Pass across the court there. Wolves aren't able to get on that one. And it's going to be a jump ball going away to the Lady Devils. McDonald and Robertson were tied up for that one. Ball stolen right there. Morgan has it, gets it to Kelly. Kelly shoots it, and just off the mark. Rebound there by Kelly. No good again. And knocks the ball out of bounds. And Devils will keep possession of it. 4:22 to go before the half.
And here's the wet floor timeout. You knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah. It's always on our side, too.
Yeah, always on our side.
On the inbound, Robertson's got it. Good steal there by Kelly. Gets it to Morgan. Shot, no good.
And Molly's fouled by Robertson.
That's her third.
She's in foul trouble, Blake. Yeah.
They're going to have to get her out of there. Chrysler, first shot, no good. And Jillian Crichton will check in now for Robertson. Chrysler, second shot, no good. So 0 for 2 there on the trip to the line for the Wolves, but I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, knocked out of bounds. We get the ball.
Yep, we got the ball. Bullard, no good on the shot. Riding with it. Crosses the court. And ball gets knocked out of bounds. And
oh.
A little bit of a home crowd wanted a tech there, but I don't think that one was intentional, Jacob. It didn't look like anyway.
They're not going to tee her up.
No, they're not. And it didn't look intentional from what I could see, because as soon as she came around, she tapped her on the head. It's like, oh, my bad. So I think good no call there, because it didn't look intentional from this angle. So
I think she turned around and like sling her arm in frustration and didn't know Charlotte was standing there.
Yeah, and so I'm glad they didn't tee her up, because it's all about intention. If she didn't mean to, you know, and then I'm glad they didn't call it. But it could have been called right there. She's got to be more careful.
Yeah.
Shot there from Morgan's going to be no good. And it's going to get knocked out of bounds and be the way of the Devils there. Morgan, shot. Good layup there in traffic. Wolves take the lead back up 23-21. Worsley with it. Gets it back. Brown walks. No call there. And tackle football there from Bullard on Bice. And it looks like it'll be Devil's ball right there. Horsley gets it out. Fires a long three. Oh, my God. What a shot there from Reagan Cumbie, Jacob.
And that might be the spark they need.
I mean, just turns around, blindly throws it up, and swishes it. Wolves lead cut back down to 19. Morgan has it, gets it to Bullard, who fires a three. No good on the shot. Rebound going the other way. And the ball will go out of bounds, so it'll be Wolves ball now.
And here we go.
Mass substitution again for the Wolves.
This looks
Blair,
like
Brasher, Morris,
Batesel,
and
Manus.
We'll all check in. Manus loses the ball in the inbound. She steals it back, gets it to Blair. Blair shoots, no good. Rebound by Manus, put back, no good. She gets her own rebound, and she is fouled. Hits the deck, and that'll be on the floor. And it looks like Wright will check back in for Robertson. Manus with a shot, no good. That'll be a foul right there on Brasher. Going the other way now. Verbena ball, trailing 23-4. Wolves with the press. Well, almost a travel right there from Bice. Drive, Horsley gets the shot, or gets the pass to Bice. Bice shoots it, no good. Rebound by Blair. Blair going the other way. She's got the angle. Shoots, no good on the shot. Batesel with the rebound, gets it out to Morris. Morris with the ball, gets it to Blair. Blair fires a three from the elbow. It's good. Wolves lead at 26-4. Morris knocks the ball out of bounds. Now it's coming back the other way. Verbena on the inbound here. Bice gets it across the court. Pass right there to Brown. Brown with it. Back up to Horsley. Horsley goes to shoot. Pass block. Right shoots a three. No good. Rebound there by Horsley, but then the ball stays in bounds, then goes out. And it looks like Wright will be called for a foul. It looks like it's for her first of the night. Bates will inbound it to Blair here. Bad pass there from Morris. Tries to get it to Brasher Brown. On the fast breaks, foul, throws it up, no good, and she'll get a chance for two at the line here.
That's going to be on Manus for her first.
Brown on the first, no good. Hayes will now check in for Willis for Verbena. Brown on the second shot. And it's good. 26-5 lead for the Wolves right now. Minute to go until the half. Blair with it, gets the pass to Batesel. He'll get it out to Morris up top. Gets it to Blair in the corner, who tries to bounce pass to Brasher, no good. Back to Morris, back to Blair. Shot no good there. Rebound by Batesel. Shoots it, no good. Rebound there by Brown, or Bice. And a foul there on Anna Kate Blair. Her second of the night. Horsley's got it. Brings it across the court. Tries to get the baseline. No good. Gets it out to Brown for three, who shoots no good. Rebounded by Brasher. And Brasher will get it out this time to Morgan. Morgan. Pass to Manus. No good on the layup. Brown's got it going the other way. Morgan with the steal. Morgan gets the pass off. Now it's stolen again. Wright with it.
Coming to us.
Trying to get out to Brown, and it'll go out of bounds and hit our table.
Hit my foot.
10 seconds to go before the half. Wolves lead it 26-5. Morgan's got it. Morgan drives. She shoots. No good. Rebound there from Brasher, and ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go to the way of Verbena. Going to get it to Horsley. Horsley's going to shoot it. Time expires. No good on the half-court heave. We'll take it to the half here. Wolves with a 26-5 lead over the visiting Verbena Red Devils. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-thru window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
What makes something worth the drive? It's more than a price. It's how you're treated the moment you step on the lot. Hi, I'm Chris Kane. At Toyota of Sylacauga, we don't just say it, we show it. Every handshake, every deal, every service appointment, we earn it. That's how you know it's worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Vansant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Vansant Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
If you're dealing with pain, injury, or limited mobility, Donahue Physical Therapy in Sylacauga is here to help. Hi, I'm Ben Donahue. Our team provides personalized, hands-on care to help you recover and get moving again. With a welcoming environment and a focus on your goals, Donahue Physical Therapy offers real results with a personal touch so you can recover faster after an injury. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den here. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett as the Wolves are all over the Verbena Red Devils. 26-5 is your score here at the break. And based on the score, it went about how you think it went. Wolves did everything right. Red Devils did everything wrong. And they find themselves in a deep hole on the road. And at this point, Jacob, you're pretty much just playing for pride.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about in the first half where everything was going good for us. They were still looking for their first thing right. Well, finally, you know, Reagan Cumbie hit that three-pointer for them.
Which was crazy.
Yeah. And then Horsley and Callie Brown both have a free throw apiece to make the score their five. And, you know, look at Anna Kate Blair. She has 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 12, 15 points already. And Two of those are threes.
Man, that's crazy right there to have 15 points in the first half. And all in all, man, this Wolves team has played great in the first half. Very few mistakes and very little you could complain about if you're Coach Barnett and Coach Cannell.
Yeah, and, you know, they really needed this win tonight, you know, obviously to move on, but especially after losing the other night to Victor Christian and the way they did, and they needed the bounce back. And, you know, hopefully the boys could ride the momentum that they got Tuesday night into tomorrow night out down in Otago Academy.
Yeah, me and you will be on the call for that one tomorrow night. And, you know, if you're this right here for the girls, this is a program-defining win.
Yes.
Because you then get into the championship, which is all fine and dandy. But then even if you don't win that one, you're still guaranteed a ticket to the first round of the playoffs, which they have not done in their whole school's history.
Yeah. We were talking, me and Evan Blair were talking about that before the game, and that would do wonders for this program.
Yeah, it would. I mean, you're talking about it in second year of Coach Al Barnett, who took over a program, like we said, just completely dead in the water. And, you know, we come and watch them play and just struggle at the beginning of the year last year, almost unwatchable, to the point of within a year turning it around and having your first playoff appearance as a program's history.
And then they have a good group coming up from the junior high squad. They finished this year with a winning record. I think they beat Childersburg twice. They beat Coosa Central once or twice. So, you know, some big wins for the junior high to get their confidence built up on the basketball floor. And, you know, great things are ahead for this Fayetteville Lady Wolves basketball program.
Yeah, and even though you're losing a few seniors, you're still bringing back a lot of production. This next year, I mean, of course, you're losing Manus and Brasher and Collins and Morris, but you're also retaining a lot, too. I mean, Charlotte Kelly will still be here. Anna Kate Blair will still be here. Layla Morgan. I mean, you've still got a lot players returning next year that you can build even more on the momentum you already have.
But here's my comparison. Next year's Lady Wolves basketball team was like this year's football team. You know, most of your production was seniors this year. Mm-hmm. That's going to turn around, and that's what's going to be them next year, where you're going to be senior-laden again next year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And, you know, speaking of football, I'm surprised John Limbaugh didn't poke his head out. You know, he's always thinking about football. So the fact you mentioned, I'm surprised he didn't poke his head out. Like, yeah. We all ready, boy.
Yeah, but, you know, we do return some production from this year's junior class. It'll be seniors next year on the football field. But it's going to be like next year. We have four seniors, you know, Lena Batesel, Layla Morgan, Anna Kate, and Addie Stanley. They're going to be seniors next year. So this will definitely give them momentum for next year.
Yeah, that it will. That it will, Jacob. Is Wolves up in this one still 26-5, as we said. Did everything you could want to do right there in the first half, and looking to just kind of ride this thing, get out of here without any injuries, and play for Monday night.
You can't let it fall apart now.
No, you can't. 21-point lead going into the third, and let barring some miraculous comeback from Verbena, I think we probably got this one in the bag.
Yeah, I think we've forced Verbena into some uncomfortable situations, and for the next 16 minutes of game clock, we need to do that.
Yep, we need to do the same thing. And Wolves will have it to start us out. Stanley gets it in to Anna Kate Blair. They're going from our left to our right now. Blair with the drive. Nope, she's going to take a corner three, and it's going to be no good there. Rebounded by Hayes, who gets it to Brown. Brown gets it to Horsley. No good on the layup. Coming back the other way, Charlotte Kelly has it. Gets it out to Blair. Blair gets it to Morris. Morris back up top to Blair. Gets it to Stanley. Stanley's going to drive and almost loses the ball. Gets it to Kelly. No good on the shot. Now Brown has it stolen. Going the other way. Blair with a shot. No good. It's fouled by Brown, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
And that'll be Brown's second.
Blair looking to add to her point total tonight. First free throw is no good. Shooting a solid 50% from the line tonight. If she makes this one, it'll stay there. And no, it'll be less than 50. She misses both there. Kelly right there knocks it into a Verbena player. Goes out of bounds, so it'll be Wolves ball here on their end.
Sally on the inbound.
Player gets it to Stanley. Stanley for three, no good. Rebound by Hayes. Gets it to Brown. Brown going the other way. Gets it to Robertson. Robertson with a drive. Shot, no good. Goes out of bounds. Verbena will retain possession.
I didn't see who that was off of. Might have been Katie Brasher. She was standing right there.
Yep. On the rebound. Brown gets it to Wright. Wright gets it to Horsley. Horsley get it to Robertson. Robertson gets the pass. Down low. No good on the shot there. From Hayes. Anna Kate Blair with it. She's going to drive. Decently open lane. Dishes it. No good on the shot there from Kelly. Going the other way now. Nope, stolen back by Blair. Blair goes for the shot, and she's fouled. Makes the shot, and she'll go to the chance to get one more, or go to the line to get one more.
That's going to be on right for her second.
Blair, shot, good. Wolves lead it 29-5 now, 2 minutes into this third. Bice will check in now. Brown will get it into Bice. Bice with a drive. She loses it, gets back on it, and it's going to be a jump ball there. It's going to be Verbena basketball.
Kennedy just pancaked her.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Brown gets it into Robertson. Robertson to Horsley on the pass. Knocked out of bounds by Stanley. Inbound there. Brown with it. Bad pass there. Stolen. Anna Kate Blair with it. Going back this away. Gets it to Morris. It gets it to Stanley. Stanley, elbow three, no good. Going back the other way. Robertson with it. Pass now to Horsley. Horsley with it. He's going to get the pass. Going to be stolen now by Anna Kate Blair, who's got it open. And she'll shoot no good on the open layup there. Ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Verbena ball. And Kelby will check in now for Brown. Robertson with it now. Crossing the court. Gets the pass to Bice. And Charlotte Kelly just about clothesline Bice right there on the catch. That'll be a foul on the floor. Boy, that's her first.
Yeah, it is.
Robertson gets it in, and Kelly with the push. Fighting for the ball. Now it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be going way of the Wolves there. Stanley gets it into Blair there.
Here we go again.
Blair up top for three, in and out, no good. Robertson with the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds, going to be Wolves ball. Batesel, Chrysler, Morgan, Bullard, and Manus all check in. Bullard will get it in to Morgan here. Morgan back to Bullard. Gets it to Batesler, who gets it to Chrysler. Chrysler fouled down low and will go to the line to shoot two. 29-5, Wolves lead it. 4:37 to go in the third.
Who was that foul on? I missed that.
I did too. Chrysler misses the first one. Brown and Wright will check in for Robertson and Cumbie.
Blake, that foul was on Bailey Robertson.
Oh, she's got four on her. Chrysler on the second one, no good. Going the other way.
Here it comes.
And here's the ball coming to us right here, Jacob.
Did our table lead it? No, it didn't.
Nope. And Horsley loses it and goes out of bounds, so now it's Wolves' ball. Burbino will burn a timeout. We'll burn one with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. Wolves lead it 29-5 with the ball. 4 minutes to go here in the third period. Morgan has it. Morgan's going to look to drive with the dish stolen by Horsley. Hayes with it. He'll get it to Brown. Brown with the pass to Wright. Wright's going to drive. Wright is going to shoot. No good there. Rebound by Hayes. Now no good on that shot. Wright with it. And dead end position there. It'll be going the other way. Morgan has it. Gonna drive. Gonna shoot. No good on the shot. And rebound going the other way now. Brown with it. It's stolen by Morgan. Going the other way. Morgan gets it and lost the ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay blue ball there as Batesel was going for it. Brown on the inbound to Bice.
You know, you got to give it up to Verbena, though. They might be down the way they are, but they're playing physical.
Oh, yeah, they're playing hard. They haven't given up. Right with it. Morgan on her. Gets it to Bice. And
foul on Manus.
Yep. Horsley with it. She's going to drive. Going to throw up a hook shot. No good. Going to be rebounded going the other way now. Batesel. Shot, no good. Rebound there by Brown. Brown gets it out to Hayes. Going the other way, right. And it's going to be a jump ball. Looks like it's going to be going way of blue. And Robertson will check in, even though she's got four fouls.
Right on the inside.
2:53 to go in the third.
And Horsley will check out. And I think this is her first time sitting out.
Yeah. Robertson, three, no good. Rebounded there by Morgan. Morgan's got it. Pass to Bullard. Back up top to Morgan. Pass Batesel. Fires a three. Oh, just short. No good. Rebound by Bice. Foul there by Chrysler. Right with it. Looking for the drive. Loses the ball, and it'll stay Verbena ball. Wright's got it now. She'll get trapped in the corner, and it's going to be a jump ball. This time, I believe it'll go the way of the Wolves.
Has anybody scored this quarter?
Yeah. And Coach Barnett will burn a timeout. We'll burn one with them. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2 is home of the Fayetteville Wolves on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wolves lead at 29-5. As Morgan drives, gets it to Chrysler. Chrysler with a shot, no good under the basket. Rebound by Bice, going the other way. And she'll get it out to Brown. Brown across the court.
Hello?
Robertson with it. Gets it back to Brown. Brown pass stolen there by Manus. And on the jump ball, it's going to be going away Verbena. Mass sub now for the Wolves as Stanley, Brasher, Collins, Payton, and McDonald will all check in for the Wolves. And the previous regime will check out, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, inside.
Brown gets it to Hayes. Shot no good. They get their own rebound. Another jump ball. It's going to be going away to Wolves. Not a lot of scoring going on, Jacob, in this one. I believe what? Total of 3 points has been scored in the third quarter. Stanley with it. It's the pass down low to Brasher, who bullies her way in there, misses the shot. It's going to be rebounded by Robertson. Going the other way. Robertson with it. Going to drive, going to shoot. No good on that shot. Rebounded there by Stanley. Stanley gets the pass to McDonald, and a little too hot there, and it'll bounce out of bounds. Cumbie will check in for Brown. And another sub, Horsley will check in. And her break is over.
Yeah,
she played about the whole game before she got that break there just a second ago. Bice with it. Gets it to Robertson. Robertson gets it over to Cumbie. Cumbie fires a three and no good. Rebound there by Payton. Payton going the other way. Shot, no good. No call. Looked like a little bit of a foul. McDonald, shot, good. Count it for two. Wolves now up 31-5. Swished it right in the net. That's probably the prettiest shot we've seen tonight.
Woke the house up.
Yeah. No good on that shot. Rebound there by Verbena. Ball goes out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with Verbena. On the inbound. Gets it in. Robertson. Shot. No good. She's fouled and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Jacob, I don't know if I've ever seen a game so lopsided where time possession is about the same.
Same here.
I mean, these teams have probably been about 50-50. Heck, Verbena may have even had the ball longer than the Wolves in possessions as Robertson nails that free throw, and that'll be their first points of the second half.
And that foul on Addie Stanley for her second.
Robertson on the second shot, no good. Go back the other way, Brasher. And Brasher just knocked down Horsley. Who's about half as tall as she is, so that was going to be a charge all day long. Sometimes you just got too much of a size advantage to where they just, you make it where they just have to call it. Horsley loses the ball. Looks like she hit her head on the ground. And time will run out and can't get a shot off. And Morris and Blair will check in as we get the fourth period started. Your score at the end of 3, 31-6. Wolves lead it. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step toward your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett. 8 minutes to go before the Wolves punch their first ever playoff berth. And got this one pretty well secured up 31-6. With 7:53 to go in this one over Verbena. That was
a Red Devil pileup.
Yeah, they tripped up on each other. About three of them fell down. Ball went out of bounds. It'll be Wolves ball. Blair with it. He'll get it to Kelly. Kelly's shot. No good there. Rebound by Bice. It's going to be a jump ball. Going way at the Wolves. Morris with it. Gets it to Blair. Blair fires a three. No good. Man, it'll be going the other way.
Starting to get a chill.
I don't know what you do in actual cold, Jacob.
I hate it. I work in it every day. Yeah, I hate it.
It's pretty bad. Robertson with the drive. She's going to be fouled by Batesel. It'll stay Verbena ball. Yeah, I used to can handle a little bit more than I can now, but after a few years of having to work in it, I'm like, man, when it, like, the day's like today, like this morning, it was so cold and you got wind blowing. And see, 30, 40 degrees don't bother me, but you add the wind on top of it. Oh, man, that's rough.
I think what messed today up was the little break we got yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're right. And ball got out of bounds. Verbena will retain possession of it. Bison. Get it to Brown. Brown, get it back to Robertson. Robertson with the drive. Shot, no good. She'll get her own rebound. She'll shoot it again. No good. Batesel with it. Weaving through traffic. Gets the pass to Kelly. Kelly will dish it back out to Anna Kate Blair, who'll get it back to Kelly. Kelly will drive. She'll shoot it, and it'll be no good. And Chrysler goes for the rebound. And ball goes out of bounds, but it'll be Verbena. Brown with it. Gets the pass to Robertson, who will drive, who will shoot. She's fouled. So either Kelly or Chrysler there. And it'll be Chrysler.
For her third. So she's the first one in foul trouble.
Yep. And she'll miss the first one. 31-6, Wolves still lead at 6:42 to go in the game, and she'll miss the second one as well. And it'll be going the other direction. Bates will get it to Blair. Blair back to Batesel. Batesel gets it to Morris. Morris fires a long two. It's good. Add two more for the Wolves. 33-6 now is the score. Brown's got it coming up the other end. Brown loses it. Robertson and Batesel with the steal. But
took about 10 steps out of bounds.
Yeah, stepped out of bounds there. She might have had her 2 points on that one, Jacob.
She deserves 2 points. She's tried everything she could to get 2 points.
Yeah, that she has. Brown will try.
Here we go.
Batesel will knock it down.
Never mind.
And Al was going to send some folks in, but they blew the whistle immediately, and he said, I'll bring them back now. Now he'll send them out.
So Stanley, Brasher, yep. Bullard, looks Morgan, like, and Peyton.
Looks like Chrysler just got called for her fourth. Yeah, I think that may have been Chrysler's fourth just then, Jacob.
Did they call it?
It looked like it. Peyton with it. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay the way of Verbena.
They did not call it on Molly.
Oh, they didn't. Oh, okay.
So she's still at three.
Ball goes out of bounds. And that'll be Wolves' ball. Morgan with it. It to Stanley, but pass is tipped out of bounds there by Bice, and Wolves will keep possession of it. That long pass there, dangerous to Bullard. He'll get it back to Stanley. Stanley with it will get it to Brasher.
Brasher walked in there.
Traveled backwards there, and so the shot's no good. Going back, blue ball. 5:45 to go. Wolves lead it by 27. 33-6 is the score. Robertson will get it to Wright. Wright back to Robertson. Robertson back to Wright. Wright with the pass, and it's stolen there by Bullard. He'll get it out to Stanley. Stanley with it. He'll get it to Peyton. Peyton to Morgan. No good on the shot there. Brasher on the putback, no good. Brasher gets it again, puts it back, it's fouled, and it'll go to the line.
That'll be on Hayes for her first.
First shot, good from Brasher. 34-6 is the lead now, and Crichton will check back in now for Bice. Second one from Brasher is no good. Rebound there by Stanley, though.
Oh!
And Wright hits the deck. No good.
They got a call.
Shot.
timeout on that. You got two down.
Yeah, two of them are down, and sounded like they hit kneecaps yeah. and then fell on the ground. And that ain't what you want there, as Robertson and it looks like Brown both on the ground. Hopefully just some bruises, and they'll be good to go. Man, that's tough right there. But I guess you couldn't ask for it at a better time right at the end of your season. You know, if you don't get hurt, at least let it be at the end of the year. That was Brown and Robertson there. Robertson will stay on the court. Brown will have to check out.
And you also have Horsley out, too.
Yeah.
I see her across the way with some ice. And
yep.
Injuries are starting to mount for the Red Devils.
That it is. Bice checks into the game now. Robertson with it. Robertson drives. And Brasher goes for the steal. It's going to be a jump ball, and Wolves will get it. Morgan with it, bringing it up the court. Morgan gets it to Stanley. Stanley fires a three. No good on the shot. Going the other way now. And fouled is Morgan on the shot. Spun around in the air, and it'll go to the line to shoot two here.
And that'll be on Hayes for her second.
Morgan looks like she couldn't find a pair of either shoes, so she said, I'm going to just get one each.
That's the thing now, Blake. They're two different color shoes is the thing.
Man, that's crazy. You let Kenley do that?
Negative. She's going to look somewhat uniformed out there.
Oh, yeah. Second one no good. Robertson with it. Robertson on the drive, loses the ball, recovers it. Peyton in coverage. Wright with it, loses it, gets it to Cumbie. Cumbie with it. Loses the ball. Yes, foul there on Brasher. And Robertson will inbound it. 4:23 left to go in the game. Wolves up 34-6.
Oh.
And that should have been a backcourt right there. Wright has it. Gets it to Robertson. Stolen there. Bullard with it. Bullard with the drive. Shoots the long two. No good. Rebound there by Wright. Is stolen there by Bullard.
And she traveled.
And she'll be called for a travel.
Because she tried to get up.
Yep, can't do that. You got to stay on the ground. Collins, Manus, and McDonald to check in for Brasher, Bullard, and Stanley. A lot of depth for this Wolves team this year, too. I mean, Jacob, they easily go 9-10 deep.
Oh, yeah.
So it's foul there, but Verbena will keep possession. Inbound, lose the ball, but gets it as Hayes. Hayes looks to drive, gets it to Wright, and Peyton will knock it out of bounds. No, it stays inbounds, and Collins has
it. And she walked.
And she only called for a travel, but it looked like she was grabbed right there,
yeah.
though. Robertson on the inbound here. She'll get it out to Wright. Wright drives towards the right side of the baseline. Fires a long three. It's good.
Banked it in there.
Yep. 34-9 now is the score. Wolves lead. I thought it was make it, take it there for a second, Jacob. Morgan has it. Morgan will get it to Collins. Collins with the pass to Manus. Manus with a drive, with a shot. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
That'll be on Wright for her third.
Robertson still has four, Jacob.
She's holding steady.
Yeah. And Wright will check out, and Bice will check in. Manus on the first shot and just rolls out. No good.
And Horsley comes back in.
Horsley is back in the game. Crichton will check out. Second shot from Manus is good.
Cross the line, so that didn't count.
Nope, will not count. Hey, 34-9, Wolves lead it. Can Verbena bust double digits? 2:59 to go in the game. Stolen there by Morgan. Morgan with the drive. And Horsley will be called for a push. And it'll be Wolves ball.
And that's her first, ain't it?
I believe so. Well, about the time she plays, that's crazy.
Ah. Dribbled it off her foot.
Yep.
Manus.
Manus dribbles it off her foot. Ball goes out of bounds. It looks like it'll stay with the Wolves ball right here, though. Collins on the inbound. Gets it to Peyton. Peyton double dribbles. Going to Verbena.
Students
get it in bounds and
messing with the ref.
Yeah, ref thinks it's funny. Can't hold back his smile there as they will bust double digits. It looks like that was Robertson on the shot. Either her or Hayes, I couldn't tell among a crowd of jerseys there. 34-11, Wolves lead it. Long three from McDonald, and it was almost good, but just not enough on it. Going the other way now, Horsley with it.
And a reach in on Morgan.
Yep.
Still no team at shooting fouls yet.
No. Nope. 34-11. Wolves with the lead still. 2:13 to go in the game. Good steal there by Collins. Collins will get it to Peyton. Payton with a pass to Morgan, and just a little too far in front, and he goes out of bounds.
But the next foul for either team will be a shooting foul, and here we go.
Mass substitution here is Chrysler, Morris, Blair, Batesel, and Brasher will all check back into the game. Robertson with it. Drives to the right. And a moving screen there from Comby as she holds on to Brasher. That would have been funny just if they wouldn't have called it just because of how obvious it was. They'd have been under some scrutiny for that one. Blair with it. Blair drives, shoots, misses, hits the deck, no foul. Bice going the other way. Bice gets it to Robertson, who fires a shot, and it's good. 34-13 now. Started scoring, but it's a little late. 1:27 to go in the game. Morris, long three, good. Makes it 37-13. What a shot there. Robertson with it. Gets it down low. No good there by Hayes on the shot. Minute to go in the game. 37-13 lead for the Wolves. Blair with it. This is to Morris. Back up top to Batesel. To Brasher. Brasher decides she's going to fire three, and it's very short.
It was tipped.
Yep. Rebound going the other way now. Cumbie with it. We'll get it to Robertson. Robertson with it. Back to Cumbie. Bounce pass to Hayes. Working on Chrysler. Back to Robertson. Three. No good. Rebound by Horsley. Shot no good on the layup. Rebound by Brasher. Stolen back by Robertson. Robertson will get it to Horsley. Fires a three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Out on Blair, and it'll stay Verbena ball. Robertson gets it on the inbound, and it's stolen by Blair.
The clock didn't start.
He'll get it to Batesel. Batesel with it. Fires a three. Nah, no good. Rebound by Batesel. And the clock will hit zero. The Wolves will win this one 37-13 and will punch their ticket to the postseason for the first time in program history.
And it also punches our ticket to the area championship Monday night at 6 o'clock right here.
Yep, that it is. So what's the significance now if you win the area championship? Just a higher seed?
Yeah, just a higher seed.
Yep.
So tomorrow night, you know, the boys will travel to Otauga Academy. We'll be live from the studio calling that one. We're not going to make the trip, but we will be on tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be on the call. I believe tips at 5:30. The boys will take on Notasoga, it is?
Yes.
Yep, so we'll take on Notasoga. Wolves coming in as a 3 seed. Notasoga is the 2 seed. Very winnable game for the Wolves. If they can play like they did the other night, come out of there, get some momentum built early. They aren't on the road. They're at technically a neutral court because it's played in a Otauga Academy.
Right?
So that's played there. So it's not like they got the crowd working against them. So I think the Wolves got a good chance.
So that's all I got, Blake. It's bedtime.
Yeah, that's all she wrote here this evening. Go Wolves, and congratulations to the girls' basketball program, to Coach Barnett, to Coach Cannell. Yeah, go Wolves, as Brendan says. And, I mean, just great time to be a Feather Wolf.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm a Feather Wolf at heart from my days in school. And
I'm
you're
an
adopted. You're adopted. And you know what? We accept you as your adoption. You know, just like Jesus, you know, adopts you as his child. We adopted you, man.
Well, it's a great community. You know, this community gets behind their teams, win or lose. You know, that's what I love about this place. And, you know, I'm proud to see the hard work that these girls have put in all season. And, you know, they deserve where they're going.
Yep, that they do. Everybody have a safe trip back home tonight. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you on the radio tomorrow night, followed by Monday.